It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
This is Felger.
Felgstradamus.
And Mash.
You're not going to get anybody half decent for free.
Presented by DraftKings on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Fourth and final hour. Felger and Maz, Mike is out today. Murray's alongside. Matt McCarthy here to give us headlines. Phones are full, so we'll get to you here in a moment. In fact, in particular, I want to get to William in East Boston, who I think asked an interesting question. But to lead up to get to William, we'll tell you this, that today, Dante Hightower headlined a list of Patriots who officially opted out of the 2020 season. So, six Patriots in the last couple of days have opted out. One is a backup tackle whose name I keep forgetting and is irrelevant, largely. Now, you know, again, not irrelevant as a human being, but irrelevant as it pertains to the Patriots.
What is it, McCarthy? Is it Najee Torrey?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm not even including it in the headlines because who knows?
So this all started on Friday when Murray told you right here on Felger and Maz. Murray told you on Friday that Marcus Cannon was going to opt out.
Yeah, weedscoops.com.
So last night, Karen Garrigan nailed it down. Yep, yeah, that's exactly the weed wire. Okay, so Karen Garrigan of the Herald nailed it down last night and confirmed that Cannon was opting out. Dan Vitale, fullback, also opted out yesterday. Brandon Bolden opted out today, running back, special teamer. I've already said Cannon. Patrick Chung, safety, opted out. And I think you could look at all of those and say the Patriots will figure it out. Dante Hightower is a different animal altogether, and a different being and a different player, all of that altogether. Dante Hightower is one of the big-time playmakers in the big games for the Patriots. He also opted out. So now, going back to last season and draw the line wherever you want, from the Patriots team that went to four Super Bowls in 5 years and won three of them, you have lost, just in the last several months, Tom Brady, Marcus Cannon, Brandon Bolden, Gronkowski, Rob Gronkowski, if you count him, Chung, Hightower, Jamie Collins, Kyle Van Noy, Danny Shelton, Nate Ebner, Landon Roberts, Ted Karras, Daron Harmon, Steven Gostkowski. So,
a lot of names, a lot of big names, and it's, I just think that the most important thing looking at the 2020 team is I'd like to think, like you, that some positions will figure it out. The way that they've drafted safety, you know, a bunch of different permutations on that offensive line. They're obviously thin at tackle, but maybe you know, now justifies that money that they gave to my having a blank here, the guard.
Joe Tooney,
and maybe move him over to, you know, right tackle, which he did a little bit last year when Cannon went down against Pittsburgh. So they'll figure that out. Hightower, that was a thin position going into 2020, even with him there. Now it's Juwan Bentley, Brandon Copeland, and hope the guys that they drafted pan out. Like, they don't really have anyone there that has shown any kind of leadership or that has proven to be a playmaker or anything. Like, it was a position that was questionable at best anyway with Hightower there. Now that he's gone, feels like they're screwed,
yeah,
at least in the middle of the defense.
Well, it's the kind of thing that, it's the kind of news that makes you reassess. It is. It just, there's no way around it. It's major news. So it does cause you to reassess. And here's the scary part. It might not be over. Okay, it might not be over. So we had Greg Bedard on earlier. So Jimmy Stewart, I know, went through and picked out some of the stuff that Bedard said. So Jimmy, Bedard number two, if you would. When when news of Hightower's decision came out that he was opting out, and you saw the list of names, you know, eventually Chung, Cannon, Hightower, again, as Burt Breer put it and even Bedard put it, smart guys who've made money and won, you say, well, those guys, it's easier to opt out. It's easier to opt out. They've been around. They've won. They've made their money. They have legitimate reasons. And even if they didn't, they just say, my health is too important to do that. If there's a name that popped in anyone's head, I think we all had the same one. Jimmy, go ahead and play it. But do you have concerns about the McCourtys now opting out?
Absolutely.
Because, yeah. Okay, go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. As soon as I saw Hightower opted out, I was like, oh, crap. This could start a domino effect because Dante is a humongous leader in that locker room. A lot of guys look to him. And now that he's made that decision, it makes it a little bit easier for Devin McCourty and Stephon Gilmore and, you know, maybe a Lawrence guy or, you know, whoever to say, you know what, I see what Hightower's talking about. You know, I sort of agree with him. I'm more comfortable with that decision than I am, you know, going into this. So, yeah, if I'm the Patriots, I'm worried that this is going to start an exodus among their guys who have multiple Super Bowl rings, have made many millions of dollars. I mean, I'm not questioning whether these guys want to compete or not, but it's just human nature with what they've accomplished and what may or may not be on the line for them and their families if they put themselves into this situation.
Do you notice how Bedard slipped in Lawrence Guy there? God, he loves Lawrence Guy, doesn't he? He does. He loves Lawrence Guy. But the idea that Hightower could trigger a chain reaction sort of leads us into William in East Boston. William, go ahead. Ask your question.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. My question was, if Tom Brady resigned here, do you think that he would have the same response? I know he wants to stick it to Belichick, but would he have the same response as the other senior, you know, all the Patriots now that are opting out, you know, especially even if he still signed, say, the 2-year contract that he wanted, do you think that he would opt out?
Okay. So, William, the way the question was phrased on the call screen is a little different than what you said. I don't know what Brady would have done if he had stayed here. The question that was on the call screen was
based on last year, he would have opted out.
Okay. So the question is that he asked on the call screen, though, if Brady were still here, would these guys have opted out? You follow me?
Yeah.
In other words, if Tom Brady was still the quarterback of the Patriots, would these guys play? And Murray, I don't have the answer. I'm not telling you I do. How could I possibly have the answer? But I will tell you that.
But I think him not being here, sorry to cut you off.
Makes it a little easier, doesn't it?
Absolutely it does. Yeah. If you're these accomplished players, specifically Cannon, Hightower, Chung, you've won these rings, you've been here, and you feel like, you know, Brady was part of it or one of the major reasons, or linchpin, something like that, and now he's gone. Ah, the hell with it. You know, like, you feel like the window's maybe closed. I'm good. So, maybe I'm going to retire. Maybe I'll see you in 2021. But one thing I do know is I'm not playing this year.
So here's what I would love to find out, and I don't know that we ever will, is how much the Patriots knew about all this, how much they knew that these particular players had concerns. And now this is how my wheels spin, okay? So I'm putting things together that might not be together, but work with me. What if they heard Hightower might not want to play and Chung might not want to play? And, you know, in talking to them, oh, look, you know, there's a lot going on. Brady's not here. It's different. So they went out and signed Cam Newton. Like, maybe that was their attempt to try to persuade guys to stay.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay.
Right? And again, I'm just throwing that out there. I'm not telling you. I don't have any inside info. I'm just throwing crap against the wall like we always do. But was the decision to go to Newton at all an attempt to try to make the team better in the eyes of guys who have since opted out? Like, I would like to know when this all became a reality for the Patriots. When did they know about Hightower or get the inkling that he was thinking about it? Same with Cannon, same with Chung, and you add them all up and say, you know what, we got to try to find a way to talk these guys into staying.
When they signed him a month ago? Are we at a month now?
I mean, June 28th.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Wow,
a
so
month
it is.
To the day.
Almost, yeah, exactly. How about that?
Hmm.
Pretty good. So Greg Bedard said some other interesting things. We've had an eventful day here on the program. Not to mention all this stuff going on with the Marlins. We had Dr. Paul Sachs on earlier, who caught us up on some of the developments concerning the coronavirus, which is a good time to speak to him. That's available. You can find the podcast of that on the website. I don't know that we're going to get to it here in the next little bit. But We will continue with your phone calls and update you on certainly the latest with the Marlins, who've been shut down. Very, very eventful 24 hours here in the world of sports, particularly here in Boston. Back to your calls next.
It's Felger and Mazz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Mazz.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger and Mazz, number one, because they know how to build winning relationships.
The players are arrogant dirtbags.
Dingbat.
Felger and Mazz, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Hightower, I don't know how you make up for that.
I mean, did you think that they were thin at that position even before this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, what's funny is that yesterday I wrote, sort of started writing my five questions about the Patriots heading into camp, and my fifth question was, is Juwan Bentley ready for a major role? Because with especially Collins gone, but also Van Noy, because he could fill in, you know, basically everywhere, they're gone. Alandon Roberts is gone. Basically, Bentley's the only other guy left. So you thought that, okay, he came on as gangbusters as a rookie, got hurt, came back last year, not the same player. Maybe he could get there. And if he could do that, then he could take over the Mike linebacker duties and sort of free up Dante Hightower to be Dante Hightower. And that was even a question mark with if that was going to happen. You were like, okay, well, if Bentley doesn't make it back, then they just move Hightower back to the middle. I mean, and problem solved, they'll figure out the other position. Well, you know, now Hightower's gone. So Juwan Bentley better do something this year or else they're really up a creek.
Little misfire. But I'll tell you what, when Bedard says the Patriots, Bentley better do something, the Patriots are up a creek, that qualifies as a headline. I'll take that. That's all right. Dante Hightower. Oh, I saw that and I went, ooh. Talk about a kick in the balls.
Well, given the division, I mean, oof. I think, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but, you know, he did at the end of the call, In the appearance that he made, say, you know, he still thinks they're a good team. They're up the creek at that position as of right now. I mean, maybe Josh Uche or one of these kids that they've drafted the last few years, maybe they, you know, move Winovich inside or something. Maybe someone that they've brought in recently in the last few years is able to pan out, or Juwan Bentley makes some sort of leap. But as of right now, I mean, you just look at it on paper, depth chart-wise, yeah, it don't look good at linebacker.
I mean, the whole thing's been wiped out. Collins, Van Noy, Hightower, gone. All three of them.
Roberts, too.
And Roberts, right. I thought Roberts sucked.
I kind of liked him.
Yeah, whatever. Fine. You know, I'm not losing sleep over Landon Roberts.
But still your top four linebackers, no matter how you slice it.
But in terms of what Bedard said, the positivity of Greg Bedard. Murray, since you brought it up, tell you what, let's play that. We'll play that, too. This is Greg Bedard again. Because to me, this is the kind of move that all of a sudden you go, well, wait a minute. All these guys are going to opt out. It affects the way you look at the team. It affects the way you look at the season. I don't know how it couldn't. I mean, it's just, and it affects the way you look at the league now with what's going on. You add in what's going on with the Marlins. Again, one of the real striking things that you should take from the last couple of days, and this is a big picture view, and just let me get it off my chest. The NHL started today. I mean, when I say started, exhibition game. Pittsburgh and the Flyers are playing right now in Toronto. And they have had test upon test upon test there, everybody negative. Basically, the same thing's been going on with the NBA and the bubble in Orlando. The two bubble leagues are doing just fine, it appears. Now, the NFL, you have all these guys opting out, specifically here in Foxborough. And baseball has shut down the Miami Marlins for the week. I think they've said technically put on pause. Pause. Would it surprise you, Murray, if the Marlins don't come back?
No, not at all.
The Marlins are just wiped off the face of the earth and everybody gets forfeit wins for the Marlins?
No, and if that's how it has to be handled, fine. Just don't shut the sport completely down. Handle it how the MLS did with the MLS's back tournament. Dallas, Nashville. Oh, it's running rampant through your clubhouses? See ya. That's it. We're moving on.
Because the bubbles look like they're working to me. So this obviously leads to questions about the NFL, the Patriots. Here's what Greg Bedard had to say.
Yeah, I don't know whether I'm ready to go there yet. I mean, there's just so much unknown right now. We don't know how other teams are going to be affected. I think in terms of Marcus Cannon at right tackle, that can be mitigated. Patrick Chung, they have Adrian Phillips. They have Kyle Duggar already. Those guys can play those spots. Hightower, they got to figure out a way. But if there's anybody who can do it, it's Belichick. I mean, I don't think the expectations are that much adjusted, but, you know, we'll have to see. I still think this is a very good team. They just got to figure some things out on defense right now.
Okay, so there you go. Bedard thinks that they can still work around it, and he makes a good point. If there's anyone do it, certainly you take your chances with Belichick. But those are some major losses on defense now for a team that was built on defense a year ago, might even be more reliant on defense in a lot of ways now. Maybe one of the solutions brings us to Max in a truck. Go ahead, Max. What do you got?
Hey, what's up, guys? So I think, do you guys see the Patriots signing Jadanian Clowney or maybe a guy like Everson Griffin from Minnesota? I think, and I also think the McCourty twins, I think, are going to be the next ones to opt out. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Okay, so you're not the only one to bring up the McCourty twins. Murray said the same thing. I felt that as soon as you heard Hightower was out, you said, well, the McCourtys are next. And McCourtys are next. And Greg Bedard himself even said that he immediately thought of the McCourtys. So let's see how that one shakes out. But Murray, how do you feel about Jadeveon Clowney?
I mean, look, he can be an impact player when he wants to. That's one thing that bugs me about him the most. I mentioned earlier, he reminds me, it's like he's got that Rajon Rondo thing in him. Like, he tries when the lights are brightest. It's a big game. Otherwise, it's like he's non-existent. The money he's supposedly looking for, for what? Especially in what's now going to be treated as maybe kind of a fake season by some of these guys. I think I'm good.
So now Bedard made the point, and he has said this before, that when you sign a guy like Cam Newton and you give him only $1 million, and it's really, what, $500,000 guaranteed, but whatever, let's call it $1 million. Then you're going to go out and sign someone else because all of a sudden you have all this money. Cam Newton's going to look at you and go, well, wait a minute, you told me that I was getting $1 million because you didn't have any money. Now, after guys opt out, I think Newton has less of a case. I think the Patriots can say to him, look, you know, we didn't know these guys were going to opt out. Like, so that I think they have more of a case. Greg thinks it's a deterrent and it's an obstacle that they're going to have a hard time then looking at Cam Newton with a straight face and saying, yeah, you have to play for $1 million. We just gave Jadeveon Clowney 13.
Yeah. And another thing on him too. We tend to believe on this show that blowhard Mike Lombardi is kind of a mouthpiece for Belichick. Right. So he downplayed it today on Pat McAfee's show, saying Clowney's not a fit for New England whatsoever. He doesn't fit there. The way he rushes the passer, he doesn't practice Wednesday, doesn't practice Thursday. No chance he has any way of playing for New England. It's a complete no fit.
Could somebody tell Mike Lombardi that Tom Brady didn't practice on Wednesday or Thursday for this team the last few years?
I'm sure Bill has, Jimmy.
Yeah, there you go. But I don't think
I'm sure Mick Lombardi has told Michael Lombardi that.
I don't think Clowney's a fit either, though. It just doesn't feel to me like Bedard made the point. He plays a different position than Hightower. They could certainly change the structure and the nature of the roster and emphasize different things. I mean, if anybody can adapt, it's Bill.
But I get what people are calling. Now they have cap space. He's out there. He's a name.
Absolutely. Totally relates to the money they have now. Jack and Braintree. Jack, go ahead.
What's up, guys? Long time, first time. When we signed Cam, we were looking at like $1.5 million in cap, and now we're sitting on $24 million about this morning after Hightower dropped out. I was just wondering if you guys thought that we'd be making a big move in the next few days. We've got a lot of money to spend and a lot of holes now in defense. Okay, so anyone you guys like particular other than Clowney, I'm going to hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Okay, so Jack, look, I'm all for making a big move, but when you get to this stage, camps are opening. What big move is there to be made? I'm not telling you there aren't bodies out there. There are. But you're talking about replacing a guy like Dont'a Hightower, who has made some of the biggest postseason plays on defense in recent Patriots history. Now, we all remember the strip sack of Matt Ryan in the Super Bowl. We played it for you earlier. That was the play that changed the game, Murray. You couldn't be more right about that. That was the one. That was the one. All of a sudden, it's like, uh-oh, there's the big mistake. There's the turnover. Patriots punch it in. Now, here you go. Now the Falcons have to take the field on offense with some pressure, knowing they have to score. And we all know how that went. So certainly, you know, that was one of them. The other one, and I forgot about it until the caller mentioned it, taking down Marshawn Lynch at the goal line.
Huge, huge play.
Right? I mean, that ends up setting up the Butler interception in the Super Bowl against the Seahawks in 2014. So those are massive plays. A guy like that's hard to replace.
You don't a big sack against the Rams too.
Yeah, you don't replace. Right. Yeah, you don't replace a guy like that. Chris is in a car. Chris, go ahead.
Guys, thanks. I had a quick comment about the Devin McCourty brothers because I felt that they planted the seed really from the beginning with their Twitter podcast, whatever it was. I really don't follow them, and I think they planted the seed with a lot of the veterans. My question will be quick. Offensive side of the ball, we heard about the no-name offensive tackle, but Marcus Cannon is big. Batali, I didn't know what he would bring, but my question is, could Sanu, Edelman, or even Sony Michel drop? What would that do to Cam Newton? Thanks, guys.
Okay, are you worried about guys dropping on offense, Murray? Skill position.
Yeah. Jimmy, what's the latest you're hearing on Julian Edelman's knee?
Might be looking at something plastic in the future.
Those are Jimmy Street sources?
Yeah.
I know that. Yeah, he mentioned that.
I was just trying to play it up a little.
Yeah, I think this is something that they're going to be managing over the course of this season and for the rest of his career.
You and Murray get the best info. You get all kinds of info back there. Like, Jimmy's tapped, right? He's tapped in. He is. No, he's dialed in.
He's a magnet for it.
Murray's out there getting wasted with everybody who tells him crap when they're either high or whatever. And I tell you, it's an invaluable. If we had known this, we'd have hired you 3 years before that, before we did, Murray. We'd have gotten rid of Beatles so fast, he wouldn't have known what hit him if we knew you had this kind of access to information.
It's a great suggestion by me.
Absolutely. Major development in the baseball world today. Matt
You're
McCarthy.
Welcome, Jim.
Matt Thank McCarthy you. Will catch you up next.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
It's the show the crowd goes wild for.
Ooh, boo.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I don't put this in the nightmare category. I mean, obviously, we don't want any player to get exposed. It's not a positive thing, but I don't see it as a nightmare. We built the protocols to allow us to continue to play. That's why we have the expanded rosters. That's why we have the pool of additional players. We think we can keep people safe and continue to play.
Mm-hmm.
Commissioner of Baseball Rob Manfred last night on the MLB Network was interviewed by Tom Verducci. If you're a baseball fan, I would recommend actually watching the full interview. You can find it online. It's only about 10 minutes long. It's hard to have a lot of confidence in baseball at the moment. Hard to have confidence in the Red Sox for different reasons. but again, we'll save a lot of that for the next hour. Okay, the baseball reporter is coming up at 6 o'clock. I'm staying, as you know. So if you're on the line, we may get to you this segment, but if not, sit tight. We'll get to you at the top of the hour. We're doing all baseball in the 6 o'clock hour. So I would also tell you, if you do have thoughts on Dante Hightower and the Patriots, now is the time to get to them. 617-779-0985. I know a number of Red Sox people are on the lines already, so sit tight. But as it pertains to the overall state of the game, the Miami Marlins had four players diagnosed by Sunday morning. They still played the game on Sunday against the Phillies, which to me is probably the biggest failing of Major League Baseball. Someone needed to step in there and stop that right then and there. They played the game. They may have dodged a bullet because at least up to now, and it's only been a couple of days, at least up to now, no Phillies have tested positive as a result of that game. Is that right, Matt McCarthy?
That's correct. There is a report that one Phillies staffer has tested positive, but you know what does that mean? Who knows at this point?
Okay, so that's something to keep an eye on, though, because again, you know, many of the staffers, depending on the age, are older and potentially at greater risk.
Right, and are we talking about visiting clubhouse staff? Or are we talking about staff with the Philly? That's why we don't know. We don't know the context of that.
Okay, absolutely. So it is something to keep an eye on. But Phillies players, fine so far, it seems. But again, it should be noted. And we had Paul Sachs on today from the Brigham, the clinical director there of the Center for Infectious Diseases. Paul Sachs said the general belief now is that most COVID tests come back positive and the incubation period is 5 to 7 days. But given that this happened over the weekend, Sunday, the Marlins played the Phillies. In theory, you should shut down the Phillies for the week, too. The Marlins today were, quote, put on pause. They are not going to play the rest of the week. This comes after the Washington Nationals voted as a playing body, as the players on the Nationals voted not to go to Miami to play the Marlins. Now, Dave Martinez, the manager, at least according to what McCarthy had told me earlier, that Dave Martinez, the manager, indicated that the players on the Nationals had a greater concern about going to Miami than they did about playing the Marlins. In other words, if the games are in Washington, it would be fine, I think. Now, whether or not the Nationals actually believe that, who knows? I know that last night in that interview, Manfred told Verducci on the MLB Network that if it came to it, that the Marlins would play series on the road. Okay, that they wouldn't play in Miami, that they would play on the road. Or that teams, you know, again, if teams had to relocate, so be it.
Well, that whole state's a petri dish. So
it really is. Yeah. It's frightening what's going on with MLB. But it does feel like that. Would it shock anybody if the Marlins had the plug pulled on their season right now?
No.
If we woke up tomorrow and Rob Manfred said, you know what, we talked to the ownership, the Marlins are done. That's it.
No, and again, I've brought it up a few times, and I know it's a different sport, but I think there's precedent here. You can look at the MLS and how they did that MLS's back tournament. You had a couple of teams where COVID ran rampant through, with Dallas and Nashville, and they just looked at them and said, all right, you got to go. Like, we're moving on. We're going to do this without you. And that's how any of these sports should handle it. That's how Major League Baseball should handle it. If the Marlins, if they find out, so the thing that we still need to know, right, is how the outbreak occurred, who's the first case, how'd they get infected. And if it turns out to be, and now there's rumors bubbling on Twitter, that it was then when they were in Atlanta last week for a few scrimmages against the Braves, and some of those guys went out to strip clubs or whatever, and they got it there, I mean, I would be more than comfortable with MLB punishing them and saying, yeah, that's how you got it, and then it ran rampant through your clubhouse. You're bounced from the season, the 60-game season. You're out.
I'd be fine with the Marlins being eliminated from Major League Baseball forever, just moving forward. Yes. Do we need them? No. Move on. Thank you.
Murray, do you still have that tweet from Bob Nightingale?
Let me pull it up.
Okay, so this was revealing, because again, MLB's taken a beating on this, and as well they should. It certainly feels like MLB's been flying by the seat of its pants here all spring and summer. This thing has just been an absolute tractor pull to get baseball on the field. On top of it all, they played that game on Sunday after knowing that there were multiple players who tested positive, or multiple uniform personnel who tested positive in the Marlins. They went out on the field and played the Phillies. Now, we'll see how that all shakes out. But Bob Nightingale, in the defense of MLB, Bob Nightingale, and MLB put out a statement. So I said Nightingale.
This is really MLB in defense
right,
of MLB.
Right, this is really MLB, but it was a Nightingale Twitter account that we first saw it. So, Murray, go ahead and say what was in that statement by MLB.
There have been more than 6,400 tests conducted since Friday, July 24th, and the Miami Marlins have been the only team with positive cases. That announced by MLB since the start of spring training through July 23rd. 99 of the 32,640 samples, 0.3%, have been positive. So really what that is a nerdy way of saying it's really only the Marlins we have to worry about.
Do you believe them?
Yeah, you can't lie about the tests, can you? Like, that an organization that big with as much money as at stake? No,
I don't think that has to be true.
I don't think that they're making that up.
I mean, nobody.
Then you have to question the NHL and the NBA and all the other numbers coming from those other leagues.
Well, the other thing is nobody in the Marlins is denying that 19 people have tested positive. I mean, that feels like a pretty high number.
They screwed up. They had a lack of personal responsibility. They screwed up. They went out. That's how they got it. And they dicked around, and that's how it spread.
So the question does become, or the question is really, is it an MLB problem or is it a Marlins problem? And right now, to me, it feels like a Marlins problem.
Agreed.
Now, let's see what happens here, because if the Phillies, if we find out that multiple Phillies got infected in that game on Sunday, and that might take a week to find out, then I would say then it's an MLB problem. They have a serious, serious issue. Steve's in a truck. Jimmy, I can't punch him up. He's on line six. Maybe someone could punch that up for me. Steve, on the Marlins outbreak, he's in a truck. Yeah. Steve, what do you got?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously it's too early to detect how many Phillies are going to, or if they do get infected, but isn't this just, if it doesn't happen, isn't this just proof that you can't spread the disease by or the whatever virus by playing baseball?
Well, no, I wouldn't say it's proof that you can't. I would say there's already evidence that if you're outdoors and you're right. spaced, and Jimmy, we can drop right. them, the likelihood is lower. The likelihood is lower. I wouldn't say you can't. Like, to me, that always gets into a dangerous area. The evidence, and again, we had the doctor from the Brigham on today, Paul Sachs. Evidence suggests that the way this is most commonly passed on is person to person indoors. Indoors. So, I don't know, you hear that, and doesn't that lend credence to the theory, Murray, that the Marlins were indoors somewhere when they got it?
Yes.
Or that a few Marlins got it indoors and then got on a plane, and they were effectively indoors and gave it to everybody else on the Marlins?
And again, whether you had that story with Lou Williams of the Clippers, who went to the funeral, and then, you know, a funeral in Atlanta, and then went to Magic City, the strip club in Atlanta, and people lost their minds about that, right? So who else was in Atlanta last week? The Miami Marlins. For a couple of scrimmages against the Braves, that city is opened up. The clubs are open. I mean, I think you just put two and two together. You got to figure, young guys, Miami Marlins, they go out, want to spend a little money, blow off a little steam. Where do you think that they're going in that town? That's probably what happened. That's where they got it, because they get on the flight to Philadelphia, and then they have the positive tests.
Yeah, they're going to Magic City.
Yeah.
That's where they're going. They're going to Magic City.
Show us a trick.
Bob on Bob in Rhode Island on line four, Jimmy, if we could try him. Again, I'm frozen here. So, Bob, what do you got?
There is no Bob in Rhode Island on the call screen.
There is not? Well, then I must have an old...
No, you probably want to go for Tom and Quincy on line five. That's your boy, right?
Well, I was going to hold off on Tom until the baseball reporters. But go ahead, Bob. Punch Tom up now. I like Tom. Go ahead. Bring him in. Tom, what do you got, pal?
Tony, I would have waited for your show.
Don't worry about it. No, it's all right. Go ahead. Go. What do you got?
Hey, real quick, that situation with the opener last night was exactly the fear that I had, was that they were going to try this stupid effing thing, and they don't have anyone that can pitch. So the difference between the other teams that had to do the opener, like the Rays a couple years ago, they did it because they didn't have enough starters on the team, but they had decent relief. Us, on the other hand, we have no good starters and no good relief. So at this point, I want them to get rid of the Marlins as well, because then they will get the forfeited games, because they're not going to win any other way unless Eovaldi pitches a complete game.
So, Tom, I'll tell you what. I've given this some thought. The only thing that's important for the Red Sox this year is to play out the schedule. Play it out. The season has to be played out, and here's why. If the season is not played out, and this was determined by MLB and the union early on, if the season isn't played out, none of the luxury tax issues or rules go into effect this year, meaning the Red Sox would have to stay under the luxury tax next year again to avoid the penalties. If you remember, one of the reasons, the biggest reasons they wanted to get under the luxury tax this year was to avoid the penalties. And in their defense, this is something they have done consistently over the Henry ownership. Okay? But this year would not count. If there's no World Series champion, if this season is not played to its end, then none of that stuff is going to count, and the Red Sox will have basically the same or similar payroll issues next year, barring some sort of major trade or J.D. Martinez opting out or whatever. You get the idea. Here's the other thing that you should think about this.
If you thought they sucked in 2020 before it got shut down, wait till you see 2021.
Here's the other thing to think about. Okay, right. 2021 is right, Murray. Think about this. So you say, okay, well, if you can't go out and sign free agents because you don't have the money and you got to stay under the tax, at least you can bring up your minor leaguers. You know, maybe you can bring in new talent that way. Number one, the Red Sox don't have much. In fact, they might not have anything. Two, there is no minor league season this year. Any of your prospects aren't playing except the ones working out with you. But they're not getting the game reps they would normally get to speed up their development.
Sure.
Or to just to develop, period.
Yeah.
Right. You're not getting the experience you need to develop. So the prospects or the minor leaguers have also been put on hold. You are literally right back in the same spot you were a year ago. With a high payroll, no young players, you can't spend your money, you can't go and get talent from your minor leagues. You are capital P, porked. Porked. And meanwhile, you're giving up freaking lasers to the New York Mets at home. So we'll get to that. Baseball Reporter starts at 6 o'clock. We'll dig in on the Red Sox pitching staff. We'll also give you more on the Marlins situation. But, of course, before all that, the final word is next.
Sports, Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the sports.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The callers bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Looking for the best deal on tires? There's only one place to go. Town Fair Tire, the best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
You know what, McCarthy, before you get into this, you got to indulge me a little bit with your voice on that microphone. Can you just give me like a little Bob Shepard a little bit, maybe like Jeter, Derek, number two.
Number two, Derek Jeter, Jeter.
So beefy.
It is two. Pretty good. Yeah, listen, he's got some serious
now
bass.
Batting number seven, Mickey Mantle.
Yeah, there's
Mantle.
It's not close, but yeah. Still, I just wanted to hear that beefy voice of yours on that microphone. Yeah, man.
Happy to do it.
Voice of God, Matt McCarthy.
He's going to add a little bit more of the Brit. You know, the Derek Jeter.
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 Number two.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got, baseball?
How do they not give me this mic?
This mic is unbelievable.
That's the mic I asked for when they were asking us, oh, what would you like to in the new studio? How we're going to configure this. We're going to get your input. I said Electrovoice RE20s all around. That's the microphone. That should be the industry standard. It kind of is. Instead, they give us these.
So I've had a number of like production people coming in here and being like, what type of processor do you have on them? Like, I don't know. I'm just back here doing this thing. But yeah, this is a good mic. I like this.
Dennis
and our engineering team. Unbelievable. I think they juiced this thing up in recent days.
I want mine juiced like this. Up. Yeah. Seriously, if anybody needed a mic on steroids, it was me. Seriously, I want that mic. That's not fair. Go.
All right. Anyways, Mike Felger not in today.
Good.
Yeah, no, it's been perfectly enjoyable. He did have some thoughts at one point, though. This is a best of today in a Mad Mike on predictions.
Viking, Rhode Island, go ahead.
My suspicion with this whole going 4-0 or 2-2 or whatever the heck it is, 3-1, I'm so sick and tired of these coaches. They're like over-coaching. They're trying to go tit for tat with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, trying to, you know...
I don't get your point, Vic. I'm stopping you. I just don't understand what you're saying. Do you?
No, no clue.
All right, guys. Listen. What I'm saying is you have Bruce Arians, you have Rex Ryan, you have whoever is coaching the Dolphins.
Yes.
Bill O'Brien. What these guys cannot do is squander the opportunity of putting the Patriots in a position where they are uncomfortable.
Okay. I still don't get you. I am...
I'm sick of the 3-1, 2-2, 4-0, like, picking and sticking. It's stupid to pick games. Stupid! Everyone picks them and you're always wrong. Okay? We're always wrong. Always. Bored to tears of 3-1 versus 2-2 versus 4-0. They're going to play well. I don't know what the record's going to be. If you want one game, I like them opening night because I just...
Pick it and stick it. It's stupid to pick games.
I like them opening night because I feel it's like a premonition. I can already hear Michaels and Collinsworth saying, this is why the Patriots are the Patriots. I can just feel that coming. Okay? But that's as far as I'll go with that. Everyone's wrong every time they try and predict anything.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone. So just please stop with that. The thing with the coaches, I don't know. Oh, I was also going to say, if you want a second prediction out of me, I think Ryan's going to lose again to the Patriots.
Bored to tears of 3-1 versus 2-2 versus 4-0.
I think Ryan's going to lose again to the Patriots. Oh, Brady, well, give me Brady and see what I do. Give me Brady. It's all about Brady. It's Brady, it's Brady. So finally he gets the Patriots without Brady, and the fat ass will still lose. Like, I still feel that coming, too.
Pick it and stick it.
If you want one game, I like them opening night because I just...
It's stupid to pick games.
You want a second prediction out of me?
Stupid.
I think Ryan's going to lose again to the Patriots.
Bored to tears of 3-1 versus 2-2 versus 4-0.
I personally get him going 3-1.
Oh, my God. That must be old.
When's
why?
When's that from?
Oh, I mean, well, that's the Deflategate year, so we're talking 2016. But you know why I know it's old?
Why?
Because Mike Felger was giving a prediction and giving a take. That's been a long time.
That's a good point.
It's been a long time since we've gotten takes from Mike Felger on this program.
Jimmy liked him back then.
Pre-Bruins commercial.
I wouldn't go that far.
No, well, what I meant Jimmy likes a host who takes a stand. So back then,
the job is talk show, have an opinion, have a take. It's not that difficult.
Not that difficult.
But hey, gray area. Go be Greenberg and make $5 million. Cool.
Yeah, be a facilitator.
I'll facilitate for $5 million.
I'd do it for $4
million. Facilitate for $5.
So speaking of facilitation, boy, the Red Sox make it easy on us, don't they? They do. They make it easy for us.
This is the part where you ask a question of the audience, Maz.
Lots to talk about with that baseball team. Not too hard to come up with a take on that pitching staff. So baseball reporters coming up next. We'll start with that Red Sox pitching staff and a comment made by Xander Bogaerts last night that should gather your attention. Boy, was it a good one. And update you on what Ron Renicki said tonight over at Fenway Park before the game against the Mets. Red Sox certainly going on the road, and we'll update you on the developing situation with the Miami Marlins. Big news today.
There's a Nightingale update. This is juicy, Maz.
Oh, okay, so there you go.
You're going to like this.
There you go. Developing news with the Miami Marlins. McCarthy has it for you. Don't go anywhere. Murray, thank you.
See you tomorrow.
See you, Murray.
We'll see you tomorrow. Baseball Reporters is next. Don't go anywhere.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150. Win or lose, bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.